Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday. Friday, Friday, baby. Yes, honey, it is French Toast Friday, my darlings. I'm broadcasting live from the Windy City. Yes, indeed, it is Friday. It's sunny out, real sunny. The sun is shining real nice. It's about 50 degrees right here in the Windy City. Listen, let me tell y'all something. It's October 28th, 2022, 2 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team in the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K. and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karun Patwardhane. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Go, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver, baby. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gump. Yes, hon, Steve Gump, Steve Gump, Steve Gump. Listen, I got some super, super bad music on today. I'm telling you, it is going down hot. It is hot on today. I'm telling you, it is sizzling like Louisiana hot sauce, my darling. It's going to be super bad on today. Listen, independent artist Nias Miller and AM Instrumental and independent artist Kid Prince Cloud. Baby, baby, baby. It's going to be hot on today. Listen, who is hearing your music on today? Come on, engineer, work with me, baby. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Ho, ho, ho. Hey, 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 hey. You gotta know it. You gotta know it. You gotta know it. Wow, 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 wow. Ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. All over. All over, all over. Wow, 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 wow. Music is being heard by people all over the world, my daughter. Listen, honey, it's Friday. It's French Toast Friday. I love me some French toast. I just don't never eat it. You know what I'm saying up in here. Listen, today is a champagne day because every day is a special day, my darling. Listen, before I get down with it with Nias Miller, I want you guys to do me a very special favor while you're on Facebook. You know we on Facebook all day long. Jesus Christ. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much, my darlings. Listen, let me tell you something. I got a shout-out today from independent artist Nias Miller. This man is the bomb. He has a silky, smooth voice. He is hot. Listen, y'all already know there's always celebrities on Fierce Female Network. Celebrities of today, yesterday, and tomorrow. Listen up in here. Nias Miller is a superstar of today and tomorrow. I'm telling you, he is on his way shooting toward the stars, my darling. And what he working with, you know, he ain't going to miss. He is not going to miss. Do you hear me up in here on today? Yes, indeed. Listen, did I say soundtrack? Did y'all hear me say soundtrack? Oh, my God. He has one of those soundtrack voices, and the people that he's working with is class one, right? First class, and A+, A+. You're going to find it out in 1 second when you hear the song Without You. Oh, my God. My all the hair on the back of my head is standing up. All the hair! All the hair! ahead of setting up great people. So listen, I'm going to play a shout out. I'm going to play a shout out from Nias Miller. It's a shout out. And so while the shout out is playing, y'all know what I'm going to do. I'm going to sneak over into somebody else's bathroom in Studio B. And I'm going to get their hair gel. I'm going to get their hair gel and slick their hair back down on the back of my neck. Right. Because it's just sticking up because Nias Miller is about to sing. So all the little hairs on the back of my head is going, the hair is standing up. So listen, I need some gel, and I got to slick it back down. So listen, y'all check out this shout out. This is Nias Miller.
Hey, this is Nias Miller out of New York City, independent songwriter, producer, vocalist, giving a big shout out to Indie Lady and the Fierce Female Network. Listen, I really appreciate the support of her playing my music on the air and giving the positive affirmations that she did. Indie music is the biggest growing sector in the music business today, and I really appreciate having the support of people like Indie Lady who give us ears on our music and make things happen. So love to the Windy City, love to Indie Lady, keep doing what you do, we need you, and thank you.
Oh my God. Now, you know, that voice and that shout out is like a cup of hot cocoa. I just really want to cry. You know, that is so touching. It really is. You guys know I love to entertain, right? I love to entertain. I love to make people laugh, and I do that all day long. Oh, my God. You know, Nias Miller, he really does have a golden voice. On a serious side, he really does. And there's nothing but stars in his future because I'm telling you, I'm going to play this song without you, and it is so delicious. It is like sipping up. You ever had a fine glass of wine? I'm not talking about a glass of wine that you get from your local restaurant or whatever. I'm talking about a great, great fine glass of wine. And this song is so delicious. It is so beautiful. You guys, take a listen to this. It is so wonderful. You know, I just love independent artists, and I am telling you, this station, the Fierce Female Network, has been the hookup for years. And I am really humbled. I am very humbled and very blessed to have been able to have so many talented artists on the network and have them to go on to do many great things. You know, they have come on the station and have really, I love creating new opportunities. So I forgot to, while the song is playing, without you, what I'm going to do is take the link because Social Nova, they have about 300,000 followers over on Twitter. And so I'd be busy on Twitter, and I'm going to send that link over on Twitter because I just saw something about they're always asking for new music. And so it's really fresh right now. They're asking, it was about 30 minutes ago there, looking for new music. I'm going to send that link over there. So, guys, this is Without You. Take a listen. This is Nias Miller.
I can't live this life without you. I can't live my life without you. Can't live this life without you. I'm standing here with you today for sure. I feel I found someone who's meant for me. Mentally, emotionally. Been waiting for so long, not just to have someone but be complete.
Never.
word sustains me, feeds me, nourishes me.
Patti LaBelle. You remember the guys, you remember that song Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald did? Yeah, that's what it reminds me of. That's a great team. This song is a great team. Now, let me tell you, let me give you a little information on Without You. It was performed, written and produced by Nyas Miller, performed by Nyas and Ming, with Preston Fullwood on piano. The piano playing was just awesome. You know, it's the singing. See, what makes a great song? You got to have the right recipe, right? You got to have, to me, you got to have those live instruments. And if you don't have the live instruments, there's a lot of independent artists that use different programs. You got to pick out the best one. Got to pick out the best one. But in this case, the piano playing is phenomenal, because to me, when a person is tickling the ivies or the ivies on the piano, it just does something to my soul, honey. I'm just telling what's true. So listen, it's performed by Nyas and Ming, and with Preston Fullwood on piano, Abdul on classical guitar, and then you have someone playing the violin, Javier Orman, O-R-M-A-N, then there's Carissa, someone else named Carissa. I am telling you, he's got a great lineup. It is a retro R&B ballad fused with jazz and classical stylings. I am telling you, it don't get no better than this. It really don't get no better than this. And listen, let me tell you something else. Now listen, I am not overstepping and I'm not overreaching when I say Nyas Miller. It reminds me also of Elton John. You guys know Elton John, of course, is just bigger than life. And so, listen, Nyas Miller, his voice is just golden, golden, golden. And then the other artists that he's working with, phenomenal. You got to have a great team. You got to have a great team. I'm telling you, you got to have a great team that's working with you. And Nyas Miller has the great recipe for what? For success at what he is doing. I am telling you, soundtrack, I'm telling you, the music that he's doing, soundtrack, you know, it takes great music to make great soundtrack. Because listen, when you're in the industry, when you're in television and film, listen, let me tell you something. When you have great music, people that's in television and film and that's doing movies, they are looking for the great score for their film, right? They're looking for the great music to have that soundtrack they're going to be picking out, and they're looking through. I am telling you, it's not no joke. It is serious business up in here. It really is. And so his music is awesome. That song is awesome, Without You. And then you know something I was thinking about when I was listening to the song? It's a great wedding song, Without You. Oh, my God. When you find that one person you just cannot live without, Without You, oh, my God. And so his song has a message. It is really, really phenomenal. It's great. I got some more music that's coming up during this segment from AM Instrumental. Listen, his name is independent artist AM Instrumental. He has a great song, and it's a tribute. He tells me it's a great tribute. It's a love song, and he's contributing this song to all the beautiful queens in the world. Isn't that wonderful? She's a queen. So listen, he is contributing this song, She's Your Queen. It's really dedicated. It's a dedication to all the ladies out there. So, fellas, when you're listening to this episode, you might want to save it, you know, play it on demand for the lady that's in your life. She's Your Queen. And this is a dedication. This is really nice. She's Your Queen. So you want to let that lady know that she's your queen. This is it right here. This is the song, She's Your Queen.
She's your, she's your, she's your queen.
That is She's Your Queen by independent artist AM Instrumental. So listen, guys, you know, for the special lady in your life, She's Your Queen, you want to play that song for her. You know, make it a special night tonight or tomorrow night, some night during the weekend. Make it a special night. Have everything really nice, candlelight dinner for your lady. And this is the song you want to play, She's Your Queen, right? You got to have that. You got to have that in your music library. So, listen, I got some more great music that's coming up by independent artist Kid Prince. Kid Prince Cloud. You guys going to love this one. It is called The One, and this is from the album Love Girl. Also, I want you guys to do me a special favor on today. Make sure while you're on Facebook to put in the keyword, The Fierce Female, when the page comes up. Make sure to give it a like and a follow. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. I got a great song by artist, independent artist, Kid Prince Cloud. This one is called The One, honey. You know, we always got the one. Let me tell you something. I got a story after this song. So, listen, I want you to check out this song, The One, and I've got a story for you, honey. Listen, this is The One. Check.
Just coming from the room, missing out on so many opportunities. That is something that I had to work on. You're an angel in disguise. You will always be the one for me. And in my heart, you'll always be a part of me.
Yeah.
You know, there is nothing like a song with a message. You know what I'm saying? When a song has a really great message, that's a great song. So listen, this is the one by independent artist Kid Prince Cloud. And the message in the song is the one that he trusts. So listen, I kept hearing him say in the song, in the lyrics, "You're the one that I trust." Honey, let me tell y'all something about the song, "The One," and having a great one. I was thinking about the movie A Bronx Tale. That is my one favorite movie of all times, A Bronx Tale. And I am so grateful for the gentleman that introduced me, because I had never heard of A Bronx Tale. This was years ago when I was doing mortgages. I was a mortgage broker at the mortgage company. That was actually the name of the company. But anyway, there was this guy, and he was talking about this movie, A Bronx Tale. And I said, "A Bronx Tale?" I said, "What's A Bronx Tale?" And so he goes, "But you never seen the movie A Bronx Tale?" He says, "Oh my God!" He just flipped out at his desk, right? And he was a New Yorker. He says, "Adrian, you never heard of the movie?" I said, "No, I never heard of the movie." And so the next day, he brings in the movie. He brings it in to work. He says, "Please take this movie home and watch this movie." I says, "Okay." And listen, let me tell you something. The best thing I could have ever done. I love the movie A Bronx Tale. And listen. The reason why I'm bringing up the movie with this song, The One, is because in the movie, it's just a sweet. The movie A Bronx Tale is all about love. It's about, you know, what's his name? Sonny. You know, he was the mobster. I just love mobsters. But anyway, listen, let me tell you something. There was a guy that was what they call him, C. They called him C, and he was crazy about this girl. She was a black girl, and of course, C was Italian. She was the one for him. She was the one for him, and it was just so beautiful and so romantic. And let me tell you something. If you have never, ever come across a person as of yet that is your one, listen, honey, keep on living and doing your business, and you'll come across the person that is the one. And listen, the way that you know that you've come across the one is because when you meet them, it's just like everything. It's just like eating marshmallows and a s'more. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I got people that are the one, that was the one, and will forever still be the one, but they moved on, and there was somebody else. But listen, even to this day, I could tell them a secret. I can tell them all my secrets. And that's how you know that you've met a really great person, right? So the test is this. You know, in the movie Bronx Tale, he had a test to tell the great one about lifting up the car. You know, when you lock the door, if she lifts it up, she's a person that's one of the great ones. And if she doesn't, she's selfish and dump her and get rid of her. And so that was the test in the movie. And so listen, what I'm saying is this. When you meet one of the great ones, because I believe that people have a lot of great ones. So it's just your choice. It's like this. Mom always got a life lesson. You have to pick and choose the great one that you want to keep. So listen, you might meet two or three great ones during your lifetime, but it's up to you to pick that one for you and keep her, right? And keep her and never let go. So listen. When it comes to the one or one of the great ones, you can tell them anything. You can trust your life secrets with them, and you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about them going around the corner and telling Billy Bob Joe about what you just said. So listen, it's like this. When you're with one of the great ones, you feel safe. You don't have to worry about anything. You ain't got to wonder. You know, people are in these, "Oh, Lord Jesus, I didn't mean to go this long." But Prince, his song artist, independent artist, Kid Prince, is doing this to me here. Listen, you don't have to wonder. If you're with somebody and you always got to be wondering, that ain't one of your great ones. You're in a relationship, and a lot of people are in relationships or married to someone that is not one of their great ones. A lot of people marry people, and they get into these things because it might be something for convenience. Why in the hell would I get in a relationship or marry somebody and not feel secure, not feel safe? There's no way in God's green earth I will get into something with a person and I have to be wondering about what they're doing every other day. Are you kidding me? There is no way. Listen, let me tell you, this is a real story. Then I got to get on up out of here. Listen, let me tell you something. I've got a friend, listen, that I met years ago when I was about 18. We dated for a couple of years. He was one of my great ones. And we're still really good friends. Let me tell you something that happened. And I told you this story once before. Listen, I am well past 55, right? And I met this guy when I was about 18. We dated for a couple of years. He was one of the great ones. He wanted to marry me, but I ended up moving on for whatever reason. So listen, every now and then he'll call me or text me and we chit-chat. But now listen, this guy is married. He's married now, right? He's been married for years and years and years. But listen, the thing about it is this. I am his friend, and he's my friend. He has a wife. One day I called this phone, and she answered the phone, right? She answered the phone. Now, listen, if he was one of her great ones, she wouldn't be wondering, but you know how women are. She was going off of him and doing yada, 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 and I'm just on the phone like listening. I'm just listening. But listen, the point is this. If I am married to one of my great ones, I don't care who on the other line of his phone. I'm not going to be sitting there giving him hell because somebody is on the phone, because I am no threat to her. I am not interested in her husband, right? But now she also, of course, she's a woman, and women, you know, probably say, well, what do you mean? Are you crazy? Some other woman is on the phone. Any wife would be going crazy nuts. Not me. Listen, if you pick somebody and they're one of your great ones, ain't no way in hell you're going to intimidate me. I don't care if the queen of Taj Mahal or whoever called my husband's phone, I will let him have his conversation. So what? So listen, let me tell you something. If I truly trust somebody on the 100, I don't care if 10 flaky broads called his phone, I wouldn't answer it. I wouldn't be jumping down his throat because there is a reason that somebody calls. You mean to tell me if you're married to somebody, only a man can call your phone? Get the fam hell out of here. Now, listen, if you truly, really trust somebody and they are your one, how is it if a lady calls the phone, you're going to be jumping down his throat every time the phone rings? I don't think so. I think not. I just cannot live that way. Either I trust you to the 100 or I don't. If I trust you to the 100, I am not going to be intimidated by Susan Q or anybody else, and I'm not going to be saying, well, you got to be having sex with. Oh, no, 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 no. So listen, you know, it's just like that. That's just the way I am. I'm just the way I am. I'm not going to be thinking that somebody is in the bed with my husband just because somebody's on the phone. I know everybody's eyeballs is ready to go. That is just my opinion, and that's just the way I feel about it. It's just like that. So listen, either you trust the person that you're with or you don't. Now listen, if somebody calls the phone and it's a person of the opposite sex, of course, you might say, well, who in the world, who is that? And then he explains or whatever, says whoever it is. Now, either you believe him or you don't. Now, if he's a great one and you've never had a past problem with him, why would you, you know, tear him from limb to limb? There must have been a problem. Something must have happened in order. Now, a person can do something to have you mistrust them. Now, if there's a history, now that's a whole different ballgame. I am not talking about a history of mistrust and infidelity. I am not talking about that. No, 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 I am not talking about that. It's a whole different ballgame. That is not what I'm saying here. I am saying when you trust somebody 100 and they are your one, and you don't have to doubt what they are saying. Listen, right? It keeps chaos out. This is where you keep a happy home. This is where you keep a happy home. You trust that person. You trust them because they are the one, and you know they're not going to do anything crazy nuts on you, right? So listen, I'm done with that. I didn't know I was going to go that way, but that song, the one that just brought it all out. So listen, either you agree with it or you don't. It is what it is, and honey, that's why I guess I'm so happy, because listen, I pick folks that I can trust to the hill. If I don't trust you, we'll go on a date, and I'll say bye-bye, and I'll go home. So listen, that's just the way it is. It's just the way. Oh, my goodness, we got a whole life lesson there. Listen, I am out of time, and I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone-cold blast. And guess what? I get to come back later on today and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kaneez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and
soul. You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it. Hold up.
Fierce. Fierce.